Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill-Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Donald J. Trump and Twitter. Now, I had a different shot of the day scheduled, but some news has happened, and Trump had something to say about the thing that happened. The thing that happened is that Herman Cain ended up dying from COVID-19. And believe it or not, he and Donald Trump were close. And Donald Trump chose to give a tribute via Twitter on behalf of Herman Cain. The problem is, as the president is wont to do, some of his tweets go long, but Twitter itself will only keep a certain number of characters before it cuts you off, and then you have to send a second tweet to finish your thought, right?
Correct.
Well, understand this. So I'm going to read you. So it is a two-part tweet, but unfortunately it took a few minutes for the second one to get up there. So this is what I see earlier today, and this is a tweet from Trump. It says, "My friend Herman Cain, a powerful voice of freedom and all that is good, passed away this morning. Herman had an incredible career and was adored by everyone that ever met him, especially me. He was a very special man, an American patriot, and a great friend. I just got off." And then the next tweet shows up, the phone with his amazing wife, Gloria, daughter, Melanie. But the problem is, the way it's posted, no fault of his own, but just the way it's posted, when you read the first tweet, again,
I just got off.
Yeah, my friend Herman Cain, a powerful voice of freedom and all that is good, passed away this morning. Herman had an incredible career, was adored by everyone that ever met him, especially me. He was a very special man, an American patriot, and a great friend. I just got off.
Maybe you could change your MF to I just got off, right, on some of these tips.
I just got off. And then the next tweet pops up, the phone with his amazing wife. It just took a second to get there, and I'm like, I don't understand this. But now we do. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Ooh, I sure can, Miles. Look at that lady.
That's Michael Jackson.
That's correct. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this year game is played.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And as always, you have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Let's go with Bite Me.
Bite Me.
Go.
Bite Me it is. Just eat it. Eat it. Oh, thank you, Weird Al, for providing some music for this. He's a hard man to get in contact with, just for us.
Egg and beat it.
All right, here's your story. We go to Brownsboro, Texas, where it was a Happy New Year's Day when Sue Calhoun and her husband took a trip to Dallas to pick up a new tractor. She grabbed a candy bar to eat along the way, and the candy bar and Coke, she says that's what she treats herself to every time she goes on a road trip. But about halfway through her trip, something unexpected happened. She says, quote, I took one bite, and it was fine, so I took another bite and bit down on something, and I thought, well, maybe it's a peanut. She quickly learned it was not a peanut. She continues, well, I thought Milky Way bars don't have a peanut of any kind of nuts in it. I looked at it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is gross. How terrible. Now, fortunately, she says none of her teeth were harmed, no chips or cracks, but she was worried and unsure where the object came from, so she called Mars Candy, the people that make Milky Way. And a Mars representative, they said they would send her a package to send a tooth and the candy bar back in. And the candy bar back in, but she said she wasn't sure she wanted to send it to them because they might keep it as evidence and then deny that the whole thing ever happened. Anyway, she says she's now lost her sweet tooth, at least for a while, but would like to get back to Milky Ways, but just can't get past what she saw. The question is, what did she find in her candy bar? Was it a screw, a tooth, a pebble, or a bone?
I think a tooth would make sense. What do you guys think?
She identified it, right?
Yeah.
I would say screw or tooth.
And it was still, it wasn't like some candy shop that was selling like.
No, no, this was a Milky Way bar that she bought, like gas station, whole nine, right?
Regular, was it the midnight, the dark one?
She straight, based on what I can read of her quote, she never specified, but I'm going to guess just regular. She didn't seem particularly adventurous. And she seemed, this woman strikes me as someone, she likes what she likes, and that's it.
You know, the funny thing about the Milky Way bar is it's basically a Three Musketeers with caramel.
I know, it's exactly.
Yeah.
You ever get the midnight one?
No, I only thought there was one.
Oh, they got dark chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Give it a problem.
Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Anthony. I'm thinking screw or tooth. Because you think there's going to be an assembly line, so it's very reasonable that a screw could have gotten loose on one of the machines. Or someone who is, working, making the batch, maybe loses a tooth.
Who are they hiring to Mars?
A pebble. I guess a bone. I'm trying to. Oh, man. I'm going to stick with screw, I think, Anthony.
I don't know. I have a hard time. I mean, it's a factory plant, right?
Yes.
Where they're making this. So at some point, something fell off a machine and got inside. But, you know, the Mars company is producing so many of these. Like, I just feel like that equipment is just flying through, working real hard. I don't know, man. For some reason, I feel like it's creepy that it's a small bone. But I have a theory.
All right.
Is that wherever they made the candy bars, somehow an owl got in there and regurgitated a small bone of a shrew.
That's what you're going with.
So I'm going with bone.
I mean, I can't say you're wrong.
All right. Anthony, you've heard test
Anthony,
theory.
Come on. It's a shrew bone from the puke of an owl inside of the Mars factory making the Milky Ways. Regular milk chocolate, not the dark chocolate.
You don't think that's too obvious?
Okay, Anthony, you've heard from the quote experts. What do you think, screw, tooth, pebble, or bone?
I mean, the bone is kind of like a curveball thing, but I'm still going to stick with tooth. That is my final answer.
Okay, tooth, we're going to find out if the Lady Brit bit into a screw, a tooth, a pebble, or a bone next.
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We had a Texas on profile. This couple driving up the road there to Dallas, get Tiff's tractor.
And the wife likes to take a road trip and have a Coke and a candy bar, Milky Way in particular. Well, she bit into the candy bar, and lo and behold, there was something in there. Question is, was it a screw, a tooth, a pebble, or a bone?
And that is the very question we posed to you, Anthony. Now, it should be noted that I actually gave the answer away when I was reading the story, because I did not edit it properly, and apparently everyone listening caught it. However, you guessed tooth. Now, that said, Ted.
Bless you.
Oh. Thank you. Now, Ted, you came up with the obvious answer that anyone would guess. Obviously, not only a bone, but the bone from a shrew that was from the puke of an owl.
Correct. That had gotten into the factory.
Because if there's one thing that Mars Candy often complains about, it's the damn owls puking bones into their candy bars. But no, Ted, believe it or not, son of a bitch.
That's wrong, huh?
That is, in fact, wrong. It was not a shrew bone from the regurgitation of an owl. No, it was, in fact, a tooth.
Okay.
Well done.
All right, Anthony, nice job.
One of the big giveaways is when I was going through the story, and I said the Mars representative asked to send a package with the tooth and the candy bar back in, which everybody caught.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Choices today. We have Mr. Trevor Noah, Mr. Jimmy Fallon, or Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers to help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
All right. Ready to rock. America's economy shrunk by a record-breaking 33% in the last 3 months, in the biggest slump ever. I was in the pool, screamed America.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a good one.
The drugstore chain Rite Aid added facial recognition software over 200 stores across the country in the last 8 years. Incidentally, 8 years ago was the last time somebody spotted a Rite Aid employee. Hello? Could someone unlock the razors?
I think it's going to be Seth, but I hope it's you.
Oh, it's Seth.
The drugstore chain Rite Aid added facial recognition systems to 200 stores across the country over the last 8 years. Incidentally, 8 years ago was the last time someone spotted a Rite Aid employee. Hello? Someone unlocked the razors?
I'm glad they have facial recognition at the time that we're wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Well done, well-timed Rite Aid.
I tell you the biggest thing about Rite Aid. Those receipts.
No.
No kidding.
They're monstrous.
You don't need to buy toilet paper.
I did not buy this much stuff. Why is this receipt so goddamn long?
Yeah, for real. The CEOs of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google all testified before a House subcommittee over accusations they stifled competition in their industry. I don't like to pass judgment, but these guys make the cast of The Big Bang Theory look like the Avengers. It was basically like the Super Bowl of guys picked last in sports.
Myers. Trevor Noah.
Jimmy Fallon.
The CEOs of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google all testified before a House subcommittee over accusations that they've stifled competition in their industry. I don't like to pass judgment, but these guys made the cast of The Big Bang Theory look like the Avengers. It was basically like the Super Bowl of guys who were picked last in sports.
Now, if you saw this, but according to a new study, people over 6 feet tall are more likely to get the coronavirus.
Aren't you happy?
That's a relief, said every guy on Tinder who's been lying about his height.
Seth Smith.
That's Seth.
Oh!
According to a new study, people over 6 feet tall are more likely to get the coronavirus. That's a relief, said every man on Tinder who's been lying about his height.
I did laugh, because usually it's about bald people.
I know.
new study. Jesus, a new study. A new video had fans learn that Kendall Jenner, who is 23, is quote-unquote a tea addict and take baths three times a week in a gold tub. Celebrities, they're just like us.
The Ted Smith. Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith. Nice job.
Yeah. I should have thrown in an am I right?
Mm-hmm. Am I right?
All right.
In a gold bathtub.
A gold bathtub. Yeah.
CNN the other day was just like, you know, like, pandemic this, COVID this, the other. And you scroll down far enough, it's like, tour Kendall Jenner's home.
Right.
It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, and it's funny because she's like the one that's made a bunch of, like, well, at one point they were saying she was a billionaire.
Yeah. Close to it, yeah.
But she's like the one that, like, doesn't talk as much to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like this big thing, like, oh, my God, we're going to see her house, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, all right, like. I don't know what people expect, but I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's almost a billionaire, mm-hmm. And yeah. She's 23.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having $1 billion and I'm 23? I mean, no. I would have a room just for drugs. And actually,
I'd have
each
a
room
house
would be
for,
its own
I'd
room.
Have a house for drugs.
Right.
In Jamaica.
At 23, man, I would have like an in-house McDonald's, mm-hmm. Like a pizza place.
Man, there'd have been a bar with a 24-hour bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no doubt about these things.
Scantily clad women.
I don't even know her, but she got hired.
Yeah, exactly.
What does
yeah.
she do? I don't know.
She gets to hang out here.
Right.
Like, I'm a billionaire.
Cool.
Look at this mansion. You guys ever want to throw a writer in jail?
No.
I can't think of a time I have.
Well, good news. Now you can. With J.R.R. Martin.
Oh, the guy who wrote, Game of Thrones, right?
Correct. He promised the new book would be out before 2020, World Science Fiction Convention started, and if he's not, he said, quote, you have my formal written permission to imprison me in a small cabin on White Island overlooking that lake of sulfuric acid until I'm done. Well, the convention went virtual and started yesterday.
Uh-oh.
No book.
Are they going to press charges?
I don't know. It seems like a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was his idea.
I'm with you. Some people are asking, like, what has he been doing? Like, it's been a pandemic. But first of all, he doesn't strike me as a guy that's like out on the town all the time.
He is not that guy, no.
Right? Like, oh, hey, he's out at the club.
The limited interviews I've seen with him, he strikes me as a guy who sits at home and writes.
Yeah,
and
right.
Little else.
So probably has something almost ready to go.
But almost is not, hey, yeah. It's ready.
Right. Yeah. But HBO can't go filming, so isn't it more about the show book. Than the book?
No, no, it's his books.
Okay.
The show's done. So, right. I mean, but he's saying to the people that I have never read the book.
A brand new book.
Right. So the people, I guess the show outpaced his books at a point.
That's the big thing here is that it's a complete opposite of what generally happens. Like,
right.
The show outpaced the books, so people that really like the books are like, dude, come on.
But part of the thing was, I don't know much about the guy. I guess he's a notoriously slow writer or whatever. And before I even started watching, I didn't watch the show until it had completed its cycle. So by the time I got there, I knew what was going on. But for a couple of seasons, the people that were watching it real time, one of their big complaints, if they also read the book, they were like, the show has gotten to the point where it is now past his storyline. So even the writers on the show are like, you know, we consult with them, but we don't exactly know where this is supposed to go because there's no manuscript.
Right. Last month, he said he's aiming for next year. The series of books is called A Song of Ice and Fire. And he's done 5 so far. Game of Thrones was first. Then he's working, and the one he's working on is The Winds of Winter.
Oh, well, of course.
Right. And exactly. If you're wondering what happens, basically, you kind of found out some of this stuff in Game of Thrones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the people that like the books, man, honestly, they're still pumped. They still want to read it.
Of course.
And that's
of
the
course.
Thing, right? Like, I'm trying to think. Even trying to think of an equivalent, you know what I mean? I guess it's like maybe watching a bad matchup in sports. Like, you know who's going to win.
You still watch it.
You still watch it. Right. I mean, look, I've been watching F1. We all know that Mercedes is going to win every game.
Oh, of course, weekend. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, not always Hamilton, but Mercedes is going to win. Miles, it's very annoying.
Who are you rooting for again?
I like Daniel Ricciardo.
And what's he driving?
He's in the...
smart car?
No, but actually, they're supposed to go all electric in a couple of years. I watched an all electric F1 race the other day. Not bad. It's a little weird because when they zoom by, it's like...
It sounds like drones, right?
Yeah, so it's not quite the same. Tracy Morgan and his wife have split up. He told People Magazine, sadly, after 5 years of marriage, Megan and I are divorcing. It's a challenging time for everybody involved, so please respect our privacy, yada, 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 the same stuff.
Yeah, they got married right before he got in that wreck, too. So, like, they hadn't been married very long before their life got turned upside down.
They got married in August of 2015, 14 months after Tracy got in that accident.
Oh, they got married after the fact?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's she already... Second, okay, all right.
It's just kind of odd. Honestly, it's just kind of funny because every interview he's done, he's been kind of, like just talking about, like, they've been quarantined, role-playing. He got her pregnant three times. What was it? In May, he said, quote, we're taking this time together, living more and being patient with it. Basically, it seemed like he was talking about it. I mean, look, every relationship does this, right? Nobody's ever going to come out and be like, oh, it's really, really rocky. We might break up. But it's Tracy Morgan, so he was just having so much fun with it that it just kind of caught some people off guard.
Well, sure. Because every time, you're like you say, do an interview, and it's like, my boo.
Yeah, exactly, right?
My boobs itch. You let me finish.
Yeah, so that's a crazy one. They have a 7-year-old daughter together, and then he has 3 adult sons with his ex-wife as well.
Man.
I didn't realize he had that many kids.
Neither did I.
Yeah,
exactly. What's their names again?
Tracy Morgan's been busy.
Yes.
Alex Trebek, we've been talking about him a bunch. He just recently celebrated a birthday. He also has an autobiography coming out. So I got a list here of some interesting things that you might not know about Mr. Trebek.
All right.
That he calls his mustache the flavor saver.
He says he once, he says he thought he needed a vice so that people wouldn't think that he was judging them. So he started injecting curse words into his vocabulary.
For real?
Yeah. He said that didn't really help him, though, as he just came off as a jerk. So he traded cursing for drinking. Says he doesn't drink all that much, but he said, quote, occasionally I have a glass of Chardonnay, but my drink of choice is low-fat milk. It became a habit. I drink low-fat milk and Chardonnay, but not together.
Yeah, you can't be like a big cussing guy if you're drinking Chardonnay and low-fat milk.
Well, I think it's hard to be like, if you're just really cursing and aggressive, like generally that guy's having a beverage.
Right. Now
imagine you're at a party and there's loud cursing guy and he's stone sober.
I just can't be, Trebek at a restaurant. Can I get some low-fat milk?
For him?
Yeah. Yes. We'll run across the street.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's one of those you have a glass of Chardonnay at dinner.
Now you do the milk.
Goes home and drinks it out of the carton.
Well, he's like most people, right? Like we always talked about skim milk. Like you have it, you're like, oh my God, this is the worst milk of all time. But if you drink it enough, then after a while, it's hard to go back to regular milk.
Right. I can just see him like naked in front of the refrigerator drinking skim milk out of the jug like at 2 o'clock in the
morning. What is? Nobody's looking.
Right, exactly.
I picture him as a robe guy.
Didn't he chase the dude down the hallway, and he had a robe in the hotel room, naked.
Right, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily, like, the only time I robe up generally is in a hotel room.
Sure.
If it's one of those fancy
robe ones, up
with the robe. Tell you what, sitting in a robe on a bed after, well, frankly, it was after a daytime wedding, so I was already good liquored up. But I remember eating this turkey sandwich. It felt amazing.
A turkey sandwich in a robe? On a hotel bed.
Yeah.
That is living.
It was. Well, was it? It was.
You still get a turkey sandwich when you're on the road?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was like 11 p.m., so there wasn't a ton of options.
So you were being adventurous.
It was like turkey sandwich, but it was quite lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you know me, I felt fancy. It's either that or $15 bag of chips out of the damn mini bar.
No. Hey, how much was that turkey sandwich? Was it room service?
It was. It probably was expensive. But
I hope it's the best turkey sandwich you've ever eaten.
Didn't matter. It's better than the $20 cheesesteak at the airport.
Alex had a weird encounter with pot brownies at a party back in the day.
Said, that's the only kind of encounter you have with those.
He said, quote, the host said, go ahead and help yourself. I had 4 or 5 of them. I didn't realize they were hash brownies. By the way, touche on the hash. The party was on a Friday night. The drugs knocked me out.
I got pregnant on hash.
What is hash brownies for pregnancy?
You think that his buddy would have clued him in on that? Like, just have one, you know?
But that's no fun.
Yeah, it also depends on where you are. So, like, let's say there was a group of people, theoretically, that got together, like, every summer for a certain event.
Okay.
Now everybody in the group knows these certain cookies have weed in them. But then you invite a new friend, and they're not aware of that. Then you see them, and they're like, man, these cookies are great. I've had, like, 3 of them.
That's when you realize they didn't know.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Depending on the event, you would make the assumption that this person would know.
How did the person do who might have eaten those cookies?
I heard they did okay.
Okay, all right.
if I had, I wasn't there that year, so I missed this whole thing. The problem is everybody in the group knew this was my friend that I invited, so you go hang out with them. They'll treat you great. And they're delicious cookies, but they're potent. But yeah, he said the party was on a Friday night. The hash brownies knock them out. Spent the whole weekend in their guest bedroom. Didn't leave until Monday morning.
Wow. That is really strong hash.
Well, also, you got to keep in mind, if you don't partake in marijuana...
And you eat 4 or 5 brownies, man.
And edibles hit everybody different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always... I talk about this often with another friend of ours, and I always remind him, I go, you know Hunter S. Thompson? They're like, yeah. I'm like, Hunter S. Thompson is on record saying, like, pot brownies were the drug he couldn't control the
right.
most.
And this is Hunter S. Thompson.
Wow.
Right. That's kind of his thing. Remember, these are just interesting facts from Alex Trebek's autobiography. He made one big change to Jeopardy early on that contestants couldn't ring in until after he finished reciting the clue. Basically, it used to be people would just buzz in.
Okay.
Interrupt him constantly. Then he has to re-say the question again.
Well, it was they first started. So they've been showing the early episodes, and a lot of things have changed. And obviously, everything they've changed on the show just kind of cleans it up. So they launched the show. The contestants are there. The questions are a lot easier. The dollar amounts are low. Not a lot easier, but definitely easier than they are now. But it used to be, if you could just read faster than the contestant next to you. So as he's reading the clue, you hear people buzz in. And he'll still finish a statement. He'll just say, but if Ted buzzed
in
first, he'll finish the question. But now, when you watch Jeopardy, until he is done reading it, you can't click the button.
Okay.
Right, so it's not like they were yelling out loud. It just wasn't fair to everybody else because some people didn't know it, and they would, you know what I mean, but just halfway through go click.
Right, because they would read it without listening. Now, you can read it all you want, but the point is, since you can't click in until he's done reading it, you might as well just listen to him phrase it.
Right, that also goes for the home version of Jeopardy 2, CJ. His wife is 24 years younger than he is. I remember when he first met her dad, he took one look at Alex and said, quote, I guess I won't be calling you son.
Sam. We're the same age.
Hey, brother.
And then the best. Again, these are some interesting facts about Alex Trebek. The best for me has to be his approach to breakfast. He said, quote, for years, my choice was a Snickers and a Diet Coke.
I just heard that, yeah.
Then my doctor lectured me about that. So now it's a Kit Kat and a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, he's got healthy.
I've got you. No problem.
Yeah, I just love that because he's one of those dudes. By the way, NBA is back today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pittsburgh Yinzer gets naked in a drive-in movie theater before punching three people in the face. We head to New Jersey, where cops break up a party in an Airbnb with 700 people milling about the place. Florida couple arrested for violating quarantine after testing positive, then shopping at the Winn-Dixie. Across the pond in Oxford, a curious cow rescued after getting his head stuck in a tree. And a Florida flight attendant comes home early to find her better half with another half. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Australia, where a pub owner needed to put a ban in place. The particular visitors to the pub have been causing issues for quite a while, stealing food from customers and causing overall chaos. The pub has decided to put out a ban. And that's why emus are no longer allowed on the premises.
I'm sorry, what now?
Emus, yes.
Okay, my question, why were emus allowed on the premises in the first place?
The pub owner said that the birds have learned their way into the pub's hotel on the next floor, as well as the pub itself, so they put up a rope to block their entry and donned it with a sign explaining their new discriminatory rule.
I don't know if emus can read, though.
You have to see the size of an emu poop. The story I read had a picture of it.
So it's all about the poop?
It's all about the poop on the floor. So the reason...
They
used to be tolerant to a point, even into the bed and breakfast, which is next door to the tavern.
Don't be tolerant of poop on the floor.
It's just they got to the point where they were cleaning it up constantly.
Exactly.
And the guests go there specifically to go to a bar and drink with emus and stay at this place.
Right.
They're just not letting them inside anymore.
There are people that go to a bar, and the reason they want to go to the bar is because they can drink with emus.
The emus hang out there.
Well, yeah, but I'd be like, can we pick another bar? Because I've heard emus hang out of this one.
Yeah,
right. I mean, would you set up and, would you post up at a bar inside of a chicken coop?
Yeah, the chickens are right here.
You're just doing it on a massive scale.
Right.
With the emus. In other news, Florida back to their usual antics. A woman was arrested after she came home from a long day. The flight attendant returned home from work at 11 o'clock at night to find her husband in bed with another woman.
Oh.
The woman flew into a rage, pummeling the man and smashing his guitar against the wall. Police were called. The wife was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I don't understand the world. This woman is working tirelessly. She's a flight attendant. She gets home at 11 o'clock at night. Her husband is in bed with somebody else. She beats the living tar out of this guy, and she gets arrested.
Well, like you said, if it's a jury trial,
she'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's temporary insanity. Exactly. You go to your own home, and someone else is
there. Yeah.
It's,
right.
Right, generally, you get arrested for assaulting or beating on people, and then the court case, she'll probably be fine.
Right.
It'd be a crime of passion, but you go home and beat up your spouse, you're going to get arrested.
I think even when they read the jury's verdict, it's going to be the jury has decided,
He had it coming. Over in the UK, fire crews were called after receiving reports of a curious cow. They arrived on the scene to find our bovine friend had gotten her head stuck into a tree. Crews worked for a while to lubricate the animal's neck and finally got her head unstuck.
Thank God. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm taking advantage of this situation.
No.
Not saying it's a thing to do, but, people do their own things these days. That's a crazy world, Mike.
It's not okay, man.
Hey, good news. There's a cow with a tree stuck in it.
And if you get the opportunity, look at the picture of this cow. It's actually kind of sad just to see this cow standing right up against this tree with its head lodged inside of some massive knot hole. Good work. Over in Pennsylvania, a man was arrested for getting into it with security at a drive-in theater, because why not? The man, for whatever reason, stripped himself of his clothing at the theater and became belligerent. He allegedly punched three people when he was asked to leave and got into a physical altercation with security. Police were eventually called, and he was arrested and taken to a hospital for evaluation.
Jesus.
How many times do we got to say it?
Look, I'm a staunch believer in this. Once you get naked, I tase you.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrestling a grapple. Once you're naked, I'm not wrestling your naked ass. You are getting zapped, man.
Other people actually tried to jump in and help.
Not me.
And he punched three other people.
Right.
I mean, even to get out of your car, I'm watching a movie. And thank God we have a drive-in here.
And now
what's going on. And now I got to get out of my car and get punched in the face by a naked guy.
Right. Because you couldn't keep it together at a drive-in movie theater.
Right.
Does it say what movie they were seeing?
It does not.
Because if the movie sucked too, it's just a bad day. Hey, Dad, what you think of the movie? Well, I was distracted by wrestling a naked man.
A lot of these movie theaters, too, the old school ones, they're showing old popular movies like you would if you were to go to an outdoor summer theater. Perfect. Which they're not doing anymore.
Well, it's the time to do it because people just want to get out of the house.
Exactly. Man. You could show Jaws. You could show Star Wars. You could show anything. And
they
people
want
would
something.
Be like, and half the time, I looked into this thing a little bit. They do double features every night.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah, so you go there and you see a couple movies. So they'll do like in order.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So they do Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 1.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Strange story out of Japan. A 68-year-old man called police after an argument with a friend. The man told authorities that the two had gotten into an argument that reached a boiling point, prompting the man to stab his friend.
Jesus.
He called police shortly after. The friend was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead and the man was arrested.
Wow. I hope they put friend in quotation marks.
This 68-year-old man got into such a bad argument with his friend that he actually stabbed him.
What'd you say the argument was about?
I do not know.
Oh.
I said ranch.
Yeah. Right? What do you argue about that passionately about at 68 years old?
I mean, the only thing I can think is if your buddy says, I don't believe you have the strength to get a knife into my chest.
Right.
Otherwise, I can't imagine like stabbing, well, not a friend.
I mean, you hear about the angry old man, but do you have that much temperament at that age?
He does.
Apparently.
Criminy. Liberian Independence Day is what led to the arrest of three people in New Jersey. Police were called on reports of a party that was being conducted after flyers were put up urging people to party to, quote, celebrate Liberian Independence Day the right way. What police found at the mansion was a party of no less than 700 people in attendance.
It's the Liberian way.
Mm-hmm. The party was broken up and three people were arrested.
You want to put your home up on Airbnb, huh?
And if I'm a cop, you know, like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, wait, what is this party for again?
Right.
Like, wait, say that again slower. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right.
In this time of COVID, there have been a lot of theories as to what could possibly work against the coronavirus as far as keeping it at bay. One such leader would be the leader of Belarus, who instead of locking down his country, elected to tell his people that vodka and saunas would do the trick. Well, now it's been reported that the leader of Belarus has gotten himself a case of COVID.
Saunas, that's a bad idea.
Saunas and what? Vodka?
Vodka. Yeah.
What is this? Let's go into a steam room. When you breathe, it just becomes liquid in the air. You know? Like, I mean.
There's a large part of the country, though, that saunas are a big deal.
And that's where the vodka comes in. You know, alcohol kills all the bacteria in there, all the virus in there. Boom, you're good to go. Don't have to even worry about that, Miles.
I mean, I get the unscientific theory of it, but bad idea.
Right.
Right.
Good work.
That is a bad idea for COVID. With that said, yeah. I've enjoyed a little vodka and a sauna.
You know, listen, actually, it's a good idea in any other circumstance.
Just not COVID. Right. Let's go back to Florida, where a woman just couldn't get along with her father. The woman told police that they were called that she had gotten into an argument with her father for sharing his medical marijuana with his friends, but not with her.
That son of a bitch.
The argument eventually turned physical with the 5-foot woman pulling her father to the ground by his shirt and attempting to grab his genitals during the scuffle.
That's her dad.
Police were called and she was arrested.
To be fair, if that's your reaction, she could definitely use some weed.
The one person in my life or people in my life that I don't think would ever attack me there would be my kids.
Exactly.
I don't want to grab that. Exactly.
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the weekend and the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.